Alright, let's get into it. Today, we're diving into the top 7 fascinating insights about the upcoming sequel, The Devil Wears Prada 2. Think sharp satire, high fashion, and the media machine colliding. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about The Devil Wears Prada 2, so you can sound like the smartest person in the room. Prepare to perfectly piece together Prada's perplexing production. Fact number 1. Returning cast includes Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci. Let's break this down. In simpler terms, the core chemistry from 2006 is intact. Streep's Miranda Priestly still rules with a raised eyebrow. Hathaway's Andy Sachs has grown into a seasoned reporter. Emily Blunt's Emily Charlton brings that razor wit from her Dior perch. And Stanley Tucci's Nigel keeps the compass pointed toward taste. Here's the key point. Continuity lets the sequel deepen character arcs rather than rebuild them from scratch. Quick check. Who reprises the role of Andy Sachs in the sequel? Correct answer. Anne Hathaway. Memory aid. Anne's back in the fashion game, Hathaway to fame. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 2. The film's budget is reported as $100 million. From a practical angle, that bankroll covers a star-studded ensemble, real-world fashion capitals like New York and Milan, and glossy production design built to dazzle. What matters most is that the studio is signalling confidence in a sequel that blends humour, drama, and industry realism. Pop quiz. What is the reported budget for The Devil Wears Prada 2? Correct answer, $100 million. Memory aid. $100 million. Watch it shine in Prada collars. Alright. Next up, fact number 3. Sydney Sweeney shot a planned self-cameo that was ultimately cut from the final film. Think about it this way. Cameos can be candy, but too much sugar can spoil the recipe. Cutting it suggests the edit protected pacing and tone over pure star wattage. Test time. Which actress's cameo was cut from The Devil Wears Prada 2? Correct answer. Sydney Sweeney. Memory aid. Sydney's seen unseen. Never meant to be seen. Let's move right along to fact number 4. The marketing campaign drew attention for its trailer color grading and lighting, with lots of chatter about a so-called Netflix look. Here's where it gets interesting. Audiences are increasingly savvy about visual style. The flatter, standardized palette sparked debate about digital cinematography and whether sleek equals samey. Quick question. What aspect of the marketing campaign for The Devil Wears Prada 2 sparked debate? Correct answer, trailer color grading. Memory aid. Trailer talks took off. Colors that stand tough. On to the next point, fact number 5. The world premiere was held at Lincoln Center in New York City and live-streamed on Disney Plus and Hulu. Let's clarify. That's a bold blend of prestige and accessibility. It honours the theatrical moment while inviting a global audience to the party. Quiz time. Where was the world premiere of The Devil Wears Prada 2 held? House, correct answer. Lincoln Center, New York City. Memory aid. Premiere in NYC. Streamed for all to see. Okay, moving forward with fact number 6. Anna Wintour appeared on a Vogue cover with Meryl Streep. The big idea is a meta-wink that collapses fiction and reality. Vogue plus Miranda's real-life analogue amplifies the film's fashion bona fides and keeps the cultural conversation humming. Quick check. Who appeared on a Vogue cover with Meryl Streep during the film's campaign? Correct answer, Anna Wintour. Memory aid. Anna and Meryl on Vogue. A fashion dialogue. Let's roll to the next fact, fact number 7. Lady Gaga not only appears at Nigel's gala in the story, she also contributes an original single tied to the film's marketing. In simpler terms, it's a cross-media power play where music, fashion, and film reinforce each other. The song Runway, with Gaga leading the charge, gives the campaign a sonic signature you can't ignore. Lightning round, Which artist contributed an original single for The Devil Wears Prada 2? Correct answer, Lady Gaga. Memory Aid, Gaga's gala and song, where fashion and music belong. Quick recap, let's keep it going. Fact number one, who reprises the role of Andy Sachs in the sequel? Correct answer, Anne Hathaway. Fact number two, what is the reported budget for The Devil Wears Prada 2? Correct answer, $100 million. Fact number three, which actress's cameo was cut from the film? Correct answer, Sydney Sweeney. Fact number four, what aspect of the marketing campaign sparked debate? Correct answer, trailer color grading. Fact number five, where was the world premiere held? Correct answer, Lincoln Center, New York City. Fact number six, who appeared on a Vogue cover with Meryl Streep? Correct answer, Anna Wintour. Fact number seven, which artist contributed an original single for the film? Correct answer, Lady Gaga. All right then, that's it for today. You've got the top seven facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in, and I'll catch you next time on Cliff Notes 7 to Know.